Alrighty, folks, it is that time of the month where we get to step back and really understand what happened in our real estate markets for the month of March. March is in the rearview mirror, but what the heck is going on? We're going to talk to Adrian Hernandez about Southern California and Orange County specific. Adrian, what's what?
What's going on, Zuber? What's going on, everyone? So interesting data, right? Interesting data. I know the last time we spoke, I think it was on the 15th, kind of briefly went over numbers, but we do have them all for last month, which is pretty cool. So let's dive in. What we're going to do, guys, we're going to take a look at Los Angeles County, Orange County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, San Diego County, and then Ventura County. Cool. So we'll be able to break those down. And let me move this over so I'm not, my eyes aren't up. So first and foremost, if we look at Los Angeles County, current actives, right? And this is current actives. As of the first was 7,748 properties.
Okay.
7,748. The demand, so the amount of properties that went into escrow were 3,875.
Okay.
Time on market is 60 days.
Ooh.
Which is trending down because when we spoke last time, it was 65 days.
Okay.
Right. All right. So it did come down 5 days. Market time 2 weeks ago, as I just mentioned, was 65 days. And then 4 weeks ago was 67 days.
Interesting. And now this is going to be really interesting to watch in 30 days because we got a hot inflation reading this morning. I think that hot inflation reading is going to take mortgage rates above 7 and they're going to stay there. I believe what happened in March is we spent a fair amount of March below 7. And I think a lot of people locked rates and I think they put stuff in contract and thus days on market fell. If my theory is right, that 7% is bad in 30 days, when we look at April data, days on market will go up, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. What I found from just speaking to clients, speaking to sellers is everyone's trying to beat those that know about it, especially the agents are trying to beat the regulations from the National Association of Realtors.
Okay.
So a lot of them are trying to get all their buyers in, all their sellers in, spreading the word. Let's do this before the
world changes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but we'll see, right? Well, we don't know enough to say yet.
That's fair. Well, I like that.
Let's look at Orange County. Orange County, very interesting. Very similar in Orange County. We have 2,010 current actives, and 1,608 went into escrow. So the demand was 1,608.
Yeah, that's a much closer ratio. I'm going to guess days on market are down.
38 down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Down by 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, you start getting to nearly a one-to-one ratio, which again, 2,000 versus 1,600, not quite one-to-one, but that's when you start to see sub 30 days.
Yeah.
So again, what I take from this is Orange County is hotter than LA County.
Most definitely.
Which probably makes sense, right? It's a smaller footprint, more affluent, probably have more buyers, not interest rate sensitive, and you have less inventory, right? So that kind of makes sense to me.
Much smaller market too, right? You're talking about this compared to, right?
Yeah. So that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. And it was actually 3 days of a difference. I said four, it's not four, it's 3 days because 2 weeks ago it was 41.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
A little bit down, right?
Yeah.
Riverside County, 5,122 actives, 5,122 active properties for sale. The demand over the last 30 days was 2,445.
Oh, so we're getting close to 60 days.
You're spot on, 63 days.
Yeah. Okay. So that's interesting because when I think Riverside in Orange County, I break it down in my world, Bay Area, Fresno, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Kind of the same thing. So you have twice the inventory, but your price point's got to be half. I mean, the median price in Orange County's got to be $1 million. What's Riverside like?
Riverside.
450, 460?
No. You have some high areas of Riverside. You do. So I would say 550, 600.
Okay. About half. 40%.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, about 40%. San Bernardino County would be more Fresno, Bakersfield. So what's more like, what's a little bit nicer than Fresno?
So basically you got to get closer to the Bay Area. So you're probably like Morgan Hill.
That's what I was thinking. Concord.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be like Riverside. Right. And then San Bernardino would be, you know, Fresno area.
Do you have San Bernardino numbers? Yeah, give it to me. Yep.
3,509 current actives.
Okay.
And then the demand, 1,526.
Oh, you're like 70 days or something.
You're so good. 69 days.
Wow.
69 days.
That's crazy. So, well, I don't know if it's that crazy, actually, if I step back from this. If we go back to my thesis that Orange County people are not interest rate sensitive because they have cash or they have stock or they have other assets.
Right.
And then I go think about San Bernardino, aka Bakersfield and Fresno, very interest rate sensitive.
Very.
Right. They have 3.5%.
Yep,
they have
exactly.
5%.
Exactly.
So I guess, wow. So the high end. Well, I guess that does make sense. Where is the most interest rate sensitive? That would be the low end first time home buyer. Okay. That makes sense.
Yep. It's the first time home buyer. And the days on market, right? 69 days on market.
Well, that's just a demand supply variable. That's all days on market is. That's why I can do the numbers in my head. Right. If you look at supply, you look at demand. If it's less than 50-50, you're over 60 days. So, you know, that's how I knew it was going to be, you know, roughly 70 days.
No good. San Diego County.
Okay.
Very similar to Orange County.
Now, price point's similar too, right? San Diego would be closer to like 800.
Yeah. No, they're probably if not the same. San Diego's pretty competitive to Orange County.
Okay.
2,752 current actives.
All right.
1,889 pending.
All right. So they're 58-ish, something like that.
44 days on market.
Oh, 44. All right.
44, where Orange County was 38. So we're about, San Diego has about 700 more actives than Orange County. There were 200 properties, 200.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
That went into escrow, right? 200 more. And then we were at 38 and they were at 44.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because again, when you do the math on Orange County, you're about, pendings are 80% of actives. When you go to San Diego, you're 65 to 70% of active. So that makes sense. Okay. 44 days in San Diego. Okay.
With the market time of 45 2 weeks ago. So it's not changing much.
All right.
Not changing much. Those numbers are pretty steady. 4 weeks ago we were at 44. A year ago we were at 34. So they've always kind of hovered there. You know, San Diego, you also have like Chula Vista, which would be the entry level for San Diego, Oceanside, you know, and then you get into, you know, you get into downtown San Diego, you get into North Park, you're talking to, you know, same thing, very equivalent to Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, Laguna Beach.
So rates matter. Interest rates are having a detrimental impact on first time home buyers. That's what these numbers say.
Yep. Major, major,
major, major. Yeah.
Ventura County, very small county compared to everything that we've been speaking about. 652 current actives. 517 demand. Okay. So 517 have went into escrow with the 38 days on market.
Yeah, right around Orange County. Same ratio, 80%.
Yeah.
Okay. Ventura.
2 weeks ago, 42. So yeah, you know, not much. SoCal totals. I do want to look at. So SoCal totals in a whole, 21,793 in all of SoCal.
Mm-hmm.
Current actives. 11,860 that have went pending in the last 30 days for demand.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got 55 days on market on average for all of Southern California.
Okay.
We've only trended down one day compared to 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And when you look at a metro that size, you know, moving down a day here or there, or up a day, it's interesting. And it's really wild to go through these. And if you haven't listened to this, go back and listen to it again, because what we're clearly seeing is price points are behaving differently.
Yep.
The higher end metros, meaning the higher median home prices, are showing more demand. The percentage of demand to actives is higher in the higher price point. And I don't think a lot of people would get that until you step back and realize the high end, whether you like it or not, they're just not as interest rate sensitive. And when we see rates above 7, it's detrimental to the first-time home buyer. And unfortunately, with today's hot inflation reading, I don't have good news. Rates are going to stay above 7. It's going to be slow.
Yep. It's always the first-time home buyers. We're seeing that on our flips. Don't get me wrong, they're selling, but it's not like what you have in Orange County. We put anything on the market, $1 million, $1.5 million in Orange County. We're getting multiple offers. It's absolutely insane. They're paying for closing costs. It's insane.
They're waiving conditions and just all nonsense.
Commissions are being waived. It's insane, right? You go to San Bernardino County, you go to, parts of Riverside County that are entry level, and it's a completely different aspect, right? Yeah. Completely different aspect. They're getting creative. They definitely are. It's actually pretty interesting. We are seeing a lot of sub-2 transactions come through the brokerage. A lot of seller finance transactions come through the brokerage. They have no choice but to get creative. And kudos to the agents that are helping those clients get creative. It's awesome. It's good. It's good.
This is the unfortunate part of the housing market, right? I'm on record saying that the higher inflation reading is going to lead to rates above 7. That's net good news because we're living in a broken housing market. The housing market has been broken for 3 years, and unfortunately it will be broken for years to come. Yep. The only way to heal it is higher rates, slows down demand, inventory grows, and eventually we get back to a supply-demand balance. And it's going to suck for a little while.
Yeah.
Entry-level homes, as we just clearly went through, it's going to suck for a little while. I mean, it doesn't make me happy to say that, but it's a fact.
Yep. Yeah. And companies like Sunday, Open Door, they're seeing this. And they are buying a tremendous amount of distressed properties in those areas and putting them up for rent because they understand what's going on with the entry-level buyers.
That's interesting. So we have Open Door buying distressed stuff and turning them into rentals.
Zillow's back in the market in not all the areas, but in specific areas. We're seeing Sunday make a massive push in advertisement. So
what you're saying is iBuyers are back.
In the entry-level market.
No, of course. They learned their lesson last time. Let's not go to the high-end stuff. Let's go entry-level.
We don't see them in Orange County too much. They got their butt kicked in Orange County.
Yeah, they're going to be stupid.
All the high-end markets you see them out of. But you see, because obviously, we run marketing campaigns against these guys. And, we see them in our lower-end markets. And they're putting massive amount of money behind Google Ads and mailers, and it's pretty interesting.
Well, the other thing I know that we've talked about, but I think this California Dream for All or Dream California or whatever is starting back up. They got, I don't know what it was, like $150 million they want to deploy, something like that. Are you seeing any kind of demand around that?
Not yet. I know that
it's just started, I think.
It just started. And what are they giving borrowers?
Well, I think it's 20% down. I think it's just like last time. I think it's 20%. They're going to have some ownership stake, no payment. They get paid when you sell or refi the property.
Yeah, the program will provide a loan up to 20% of the purchase price of a home or a maximum amount of $150,000. So yeah, that's going to... the money can be used to help finance a down payment, closing costs for or a first-time mortgage. So I think that will help out some of the first-time home buyers, but... we also have
Wait a second. We're going to do up to 150 grand. So if I'm doing my math right, and I think I am, you're going to help somebody put 20% down up to $750,000 home.
Or a maximum amount of up to $150,000.
So the maximum purchase price for 20% is 750 grand. So if you have a price, if you have a home at 749, just a lot more demand coming. Because again, this is free money. This is what consumers, all this crap that we keep throwing from the government is seen as free money. Yeah. So you know what could really, this is horrible. All the 650 homes are going to be bid up to 750.
That's right. Oh shit. I didn't even think about that. They're saying it can greatly benefit them. Until you miss a payment and they take your house.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. At the end of the day, folks, I think what we've uncovered with Adrian Hernandez and this data. Actually, let's give a shout out. Who's producing this data that we're sharing?
Yeah, guys, I am not a number genius at all. This all comes from the one and only Reports on Housing by Stephen Thomas. He is an absolute genius when it comes to
legend
breaking these numbers down. He runs these numbers every single day. Him and he brought his son into the business. They're just awesome. So shout out to Reports on Housing from Stephen Thomas.
Stephen Thomas, you're a legend. Love you having on the channel someday. Yeah, Adrian, where can people find you? Want to buy or sell or get part of this California dream? Where are they going?
Yeah, guys, find me on Instagram at Adrian Hernandez. YouTube, just type in Adrian Hernandez Real Estate. Appreciate you tuning in.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.